Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Now on Money News, talking trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
And now Roger Montgomery talking the stock market as he does every week here on Money News. Good evening, Roger. How are you?
Ross, I'm very well. I'm in Melbourne today.
Always good.
Look, weather's great, but I'm not sure about the outlook for the banks based on property, what I'm seeing in the property market down here.
So, all right. So let's just have a little think about that. I'm just going through the banks. The ANZ Bank this year, over the past 12 months, is down by 11%. Westpac and the ANZ shares are both flat. Now, they're big dividend payers, as you're well aware. But the point about this is, as you and I have talked about before, with them having to raise extra capital, it means they've got to create more profits. And that's going to become more difficult down the track.
Yeah. And not only that, Roscoe, here's the interesting thing. They've got to actually maintain their return on equity in order to support their share price. And it's much, much harder to report a stable return on equity when your equity's gone up, but your profit's going down. And the reason why the profit might be actually going down now is because they've raised interest rates on investor loans and on mortgages, residential mortgages. And that means that the outlook for house prices is going to be flat at best. And when I look at supply here in Melbourne, apartments are going to be in oversupply by 2017. And so that means that at precisely the time that a lot of these new developments are going to be requiring the off-the-plan buyers to settle, they're going to be settling in a lower market. And that tells me that new buyers aren't going to want to pay the high prices they've seen in the past. And that means that there may be some defaults, and if there are defaults, then what we're going to see is less credit growth for the banks.
Okay, but haven't many of these apartments been built for Chinese buyers who are coming in and buying brand-new properties because they're precluded from buying existing freestanding properties and other properties?
That is true. What we've seen in the past when, for example, the Japanese bought property in Australia is they're not omnipotent investors. They don't know anything that anybody else knows or anybody else doesn't know. And so they, as we've seen in the sell-off in the stock market in China and in the real estate collapse in commercial property in China, they're not particularly good investors. And so the weight of money argument, which is what you're describing there, doesn't make Australian prices immune from a sell-off. So,
tell you what, it's going to be interesting to watch it. I've got to go there, Roger. Roger Montgomery, Montgomery Investment Management, joins us every week. A warning on the banks, and there's no doubt they've been volatile in recent times. That's the program for this evening. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.